92.6 FM, Radio Verulam, and I'm going to have a little chat now with a couple of members from the Phoenix Mandolins. The Phoenix Mandolins are a local group, and they have a forthcoming event to play in St. Albans on Sunday, the 3rd of October, at St. Stephen's Church, Cavalier Hall, in St. Albans. We'll give you more details about that just a little bit later. But a warm welcome to Ian and Roz.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Lovely to have you along today. Before we start talking about your actual gig, tell the listeners what the Phoenix Mandolins are about, you know, how you formed and what you're doing today.
Yeah, so we're a music group, only made of volunteers. And we play, we have mandolins, mandolas, which are lower than the mandolin, classical guitar and bass. And we play with other instruments as well, with an accordion at the moment. But we can also play with the flute and voice as well. That sounds really good with a mandolin. So we have a mixture of players from different skills, from teachers just and to normal amateurs. And we practice regularly every week and working towards a concert.
And when did you first get together?
We started just before the pandemic. Okay. Which was a bit unlucky, but we're a merging of two groups. Some of us come from the Watford Mandolin group and some of us come from the Hatfield Mandolin group. So we decided to meet at a central place in St. Albans because both of our groups were getting too small.
So you say that you're a group that has merged from two groups. Are mandolin groups popular across the UK?
Yeah, there's big groups in Scotland, in Birmingham, in Cambridge. They're really big groups. We've had mandolin groups for a long time, since the early 20th century, most popular in the 1930s. The Watford group started in the 1930s and the Hatfield group started in the 1970s. So, yeah, we've been around for a long time and it's also international. There's groups in France, Germany, Australia, Japan. So, yeah, it's not something that's new. That's just started new.
No. And how many are in the Phoenix Mandolins? How many members do you have playing?
There's about 13 of us. People come and go, of course, but there's 13 regular members, and we're hoping to have more because it sounds a lot better when there's more people, and it's more fun, of course, with more people.
Yes.
So, so we're always looking for new members.
And Roz, if anybody listening is thinking of maybe taking up with the Phoenix Mandolins, how would they go about it?
Well, they'd want to contact Ian through the website or his email address, but they'd need an instrument. There are still quite a few knocking around people's lofts. They may not be in great shape, but they're always worth dusting down and having a go. You play mandolins in a similar way to the violin, except obviously you don't have a bow, you use a pick in your right hand.
Okay.
And a lot of players have come from being violinists or guitarist. Anyway, that's what you do. You just get in contact with anybody in the group or Ian in particular. And if you can read music, it's a great advantage. And just come along and give it a go and see if you can fit in. I'm sure you'll find it's fun.
And when you say that people might have some in their attic and so on, but I take it that mandolins, you can still purchase new mandolins, I assume, yes?
Yes, you can. Yes, there's a number of shops. If you go online, you'll find out where the shops are. You want to go and visit and pick them up and try them out to see how they sound, how they feel. It's like any instrument. It's a very personal choice.
Mm.
And if anybody wants to try out the mandolin, I've got spare mandolins lying around that people can try out. Just let me know if you want to try it out.
And how would people initially get in contact with you, Ian?
Yeah, so our email address is phoenixmandos@gmail.com. And you can also find our website, phoenixmandolins.org.uk. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter if you want to find us.
Yes, I noticed when I first made contact with you, if you just type in Phoenix Mandolins, it does lead you to a few websites. In fact, it leads you to your home website just by typing that in. And you have this performance coming up on Sunday, the 3rd of October. It starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 4:30 at St. Stephen's Church Hall, at the Church Cavalier Hall, number 1 Watling Street in St. Albans, AL1 2PT. What sort of music, if any of the listeners pop along, would they be likely to hear?
So there'll be quite a mixture of music. We have light 20th century music, dances, including waltzes and tangos. And we had the opportunity to play with one of the local teachers in St. Albans, Nigel Woodhouse, who will be our soloist in our concertos. So we will be playing Vivaldi and a Barbella concerto with him. And he will also play some duets with another teacher, a local teacher, Rob Garcia. And he will also play some solos on his own.
And tickets are £12 for adults. If you book in advance, £10. And email inquiries to phoenixmando@gmail.com. And that is the one sole place to get for tickets, Ian?
That's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, look, I wish you lots of luck for the 3rd of October. And I would ask you that maybe if you have any future bookings coming up, future performances, please keep in touch with us here at Radio Verulam. We'd be delighted to have an update from you and to give you some more publicity.
Yes, we plan to hold concerts every half a year, so in the summer and in the autumn. So, yes, we definitely would love to talk to you about those concerts when they come up.
Well, thank you so much. And once again, best of luck for Sunday, the 3rd of October at 3 o'clock, St. Stephen's Church, Cavalier Hall in Watling Street, St. Albans. And I will give the details again just a little bit later. And once again, thanks for the chat today.
Always a pleasure. Pleasure.
Thank you, Derek.
That's Ian and Roz from the Phoenix Mandolins. And here are the Phoenix Mandolins with The Entertainer. Thank you.
Thank you.